So it's a skill. It never happens. It's not a gift that, God has blessed you with diligence. Spirit of diligence, come now. Oh my God, spirit of diligence. No, it doesn't happen. You have to put, it's effort. Careful determination, careful effort. The scripture that the Lord laid on my heart to use is 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 2 to 10 in the New King James Version, please. Yeah. Hallelujah. Today we're going to do some studies. We just study the word. Hallelujah. Yeah, so it reads, it said, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." Next verse, please. "As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, fruitful growth in the faith, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence," say all diligence, "all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge," next verse please, "to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins." Next verse, please. "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent," say even more diligent, "to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble." Hallelujah. This is the word of the Lord. He said, you will never stumble. So it's possible that we can walk in our believer's walk without stumbling. I'm not the one saying it. It's the Bible saying it. But there are things that we have to do. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture is full of the promises of God. It's full of the promises of God, the principles on how to obtain those promises, and prophecies of old and prophecies to come. Even Jesus, it was prophesied for Jesus to be born and his death. And Revelation talks about the end times. So he's got the promises, the principles, and the prophecies of God. You know, our knowledge of the word of God, which is Jesus, our knowledge of the word always will produce results. There is an end product to our knowledge of the word. And that's why we need the word. The word, there's an end product. So today I have three different steps or points that I think will help us in going through the year of pressing into the blessing. It's a year of pressing into the blessing. Three steps. And I've got that acronym as ADD, A-D-D, Alpha, Delta, Delta, ADD. The acronym. But the first step is we need absolute faith in God. That's the basis of our Christian walk. Absolute faith. Whatever we do, we need that faith, that childlike trust in God. We have to come to a place where we're in a season that we think we know too much. And everyone, you know, social media, everyone, they've got their own ideas. But God is bringing us to a place where we have to, you know, the first principles, this faith, absolute, complete faith in God. That's the first step. You know, faith is non-negotiable. It's indispensable. As Christians, you cannot walk in this Christian world alive without, faith. You're not going anywhere. We need faith in God. And it's that measure. Each one of us have been given that measure of faith, you know, to walk in. And faith is dependent on what God has said. It depends on the logos, the written word and the spoken word. So what has God said to us in his word concerning this year? regarding the promises and the blessings of God. What has God said to us? That's what we have to base our faith on or in. What has God said to you personally this year? What has God said to you about your family? What has God said to you about your business? What has God said to you about your ministry, your finances? We need absolute faith in God. It's non-negotiable. Hallelujah. We're going somewhere. I mean, the scripture, all through scripture, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I think it's four different places that it mentions that the just shall live by his faith. It has to be a lifestyle. We cannot do without faith. It talks in Habakkuk 2, verse 4, Romans chapter 1, verse 17, Galatians 3, verse 11, and I think the last one is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, that the just shall live by faith. Different times God has reminded us that, well, to be the just, are we the just? Yes, we are the righteous, and we have to walk by faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So faith, to walk in faith, you have to know what God has said in his word. And that's the first step. We have to know the word of the living God. We have to know the word of the living God as Christians. You know, we are in a year of pressing into the blessing. And sometimes you can confess, I'm blessed of the Lord. But do you know what the blessing, the blessing is? Or do you know what is yours? What has been freely given to you? As the word of God, Paul said this way, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered to the heart of man. What God has for those who, what? Complete love them. But he's been revealed to us by what? By the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God moves, by the word of a living God. You understand? You walking by the Spirit, you need the word in you. You have to know what the word says. Because the word becomes active, or the word is manifested when the anointing works, when the word is released. You can be anointed. That's why we have too many people, or pastors, or prophets who are anointed. And they say, oh, they're anointed, but they don't have the word. You see, they do all kinds of, but if you have the word, the anointing, that's where the anointing takes its place. You know, it makes the word of God manifest. Because when God spoke in the beginning, he said in the beginning, when you read Genesis chapter 1, it says, the Spirit of the Lord hovered around the earth, on the surface of the earth. Nothing happened till God spoke. So the anointing can be there. If you don't have the word, it's going to be unfruitful. You understand? You can be anointed, but you need the word of the living God in you, coming out of your mouth, for the anointing to work, to take its place, to take its rightful place in your life, in your ministry, in your business. Hallelujah. Are we getting blessed this morning? So the first step is what? Having absolute faith in God. Complete faith. Not wavering. You don't waver. The word of God said anyone who wavers is double-minded and shouldn't expect to receive anything from God. And the word talks in Hebrews that he that comes to him must believe that he is. You have to believe that he is. And he is the rewarder of those who diligently, the word has come out again, diligent. So the word of, see, the scripture, the word of God that we, this Christian walk, people say, oh, you come to church on Sunday and that's it. You really want to see the blessing of God in your life, it requires diligence. Everywhere, Old Testament, New Testament, diligent. That's why I stressed on that word. I'll come to the diligent. Who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, walk of faith. Abraham, the father of faith, was diligent. I'll take one simple example, or in the story about Abraham. When God told Abraham to offer up Isaac, you know, the beginning of an action is not really, that's not complete faith, because Abraham moved to take his son to the place where God said and mentioned, just to do what? To sacrifice him. But Abraham laid everything, the wood, everything, got the fire, put Abraham, you know, bind the hands and the feet of Isaac, put Isaac on the altar that wherever he raised, to the point that he raised the knife. That's when God spoke. He said, "Now I know." So faith has to, it has to start. You have to go complete obedience. You don't do halfway and stop and expect God to see you through. We need complete, half obedience is not obedience. Abraham had to come to a place where he lifted up the knife, nearly went to get to kill the son. He said, "Now I know." That's when God spoke. "Now I know." So you have to complete, you know, the action that God tells you to do in this season. But you have to know what God is saying first. It comes with instructions. There's a place where we have to participate in do our part when it comes to faith. You have to agree with God, align yourself with God to see that. Hallelujah. My second point, that's a D, Delta, is diligence check. So the first one is absolute faith, complete faith in God, absolute faith in God. My second point is diligence check. We have to have a diligence check. In this year of pressing into the blessing, nothing happens. You understand? Nothing happens. The only way to walk by faith is what? To know the word of a living God, what God is saying. Faith comes by hearing. But the second point is diligence check. You know, diligence, you know, I just looking into the dictionary, what diligence really mean. It means someone, determination. I'll just give a few words so that at least whatever speaks to you, you take that on board and walk with it. Determination, careful efforts. It's someone who is detailed, looks into the nitty-gritty of things. You are diligent, you know, about things. Diligent in doing that. You are thorough, earnest. You have that scripture in James, the earnest, fervent prayer of the righteous. That's why you just don't come and open your mouth. You just pray. It has to come out of something. Earnest. Consistent or persistent in doing something to accomplish what God has said. You see that through. That's diligence. We need that this year. In this year, the word is pressing. That's what Pastor Paul, pressing. It's not just going to happen. You have to press into the blessing. You need that diligence check. You know, diligence is not something that we were born with. None of us was born with diligence. It's not like a personality type that someone would say, Nana is diligent. Or Wafapi is diligent. No, it's not something we're born with. It's a skill that you learn. It's a skill that you learn. It's either you are instilled. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. It's a skill that we learn. Either instilled in us by our parents or whoever we lived with, you know, growing up. It's something instilled with that in us. Or we learning that by ourselves through the things that we you know, life. So it's a skill. It never happens. It's not a gift that, God has blessed me with diligence. Spirit of diligence, come now. Oh, my God. Spirit of diligence. No, it doesn't happen. You have to put, it's effort. Careful determination. Careful effort. Hallelujah. I just want to look at a few scriptures. We know there's so many places in the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, that God talks about diligence when it comes to the blessing, when it comes to fruitfulness, when it comes to, there's something that you have to do. I just, can you help me with them? Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. I'll look at a couple of scriptures. It talks about diligence. And Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5. Is that the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty. Say diligent. But those of everyone who is hasty, surely to poverty. We're talking about the blessing. So this is what the word of God is saying. You have to be diligent. Can I have the second one? Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. It said, the hand of the diligent will rule. Do you want to rule? You need diligence. You have to be diligent if you really want to rule. You see, we know we are blessed. We know God has called us to be kings and priests. But you have to know what God, the word says. To be, you know, be diligent in knowing that, then you can rule. But the lazy man will put to force labor. There's another one. You can write that down. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. Let's look at that, please. Proverbs 13, verse 4. Proverbs 13, verse 4. It said, the soul of a lazy man desires. We all have desires. I want a new car. I want a new house. I want this business that can employ 100 people. I want this. I want that. The desire is there. You know, we all have desire. They said the soul of it. So, but has nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. This is the year of pressing into the blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the year of pressing into the blessing. You know, I did a bit of research, and we've those in the corporate world is where work is everything. You know, or the business, in the business industry or whatever, you've heard of this phrase, due diligence. Have you heard of that word anywhere in the workplace, corporate world? You heard that, but that's there for a reason. They say, oh, you've not done any due diligence about something. Oh, you have to do due diligence about that. I was just reading. As I was studying this, just came to mind, the due diligence. Even the world knows that. They use it. You see, the world always, they pick those principles in the Bible and they take that for themselves. It works for them. It works for them. So due diligence is investigation, or you have exercise of care that someone or a business undertakes, you know, before they enter into partnership or a contract with another party. So you have that investigation or exercise of care. That's due diligence. It helps them to identify any liabilities or any potential problems. If you want to buy a business, that's where you identify the problem. You identify any potential issues or anything that... And it gives you informed, make you informed, help you make informed decisions. That's due diligence. So we hear that all the time. Oh, they've not done any due diligence. And people just chase people. Oh, this business, they've not done due diligence. They owe me £5,000. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah, so we need a diligence check. That's the second point. We need a diligence check. We have to be diligent. God is good. Let me go back to the scripture. I just want to go back to first. Just bear with me. I just use my phone so that I know what I'll use my phone to get into the scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's because of just what I want to read. Chapter 2. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going back to the main scripture. That's 1 Peter chapter 2. It said grace. Just to recap the first two points that I've made, and relating that to the scripture that I'm using. It said grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord. So we, you know, grace and peace can be multiplied, but it comes through knowing God, knowing Jesus Christ, and knowing the Word. And it said, as His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And I like this bit. It said, God, as according to His divine power, has given us. He's already given us. He's not coming to give us. He's given us all things. All things. The scripture, I'm not saying anything that's not in the scripture. He said He's given us all things that pertain to what? Life and godliness. He's given it to us. But we have to, there's something we have to do to appropriate these things, to see these things manifest in our lives. And this year of pressing into the blessing. is that through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Virtue is excellence, to put it short. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. These promises are exceedingly great and precious. They're exceedingly great and precious. You know, and it said that these, through these, you may be partakers of the divine nature. To just be part of that divine nature. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And you know the second point I'm making, diligence check. When you read verse 5 and verse 10, it said, but also, this is verse 5, but also for this very reason, but which is talking about the previous verses, but this very reason that it's giving us all these great and precious promises, you know, to get peace multiplied and grace. Sorry, bear with me. Verse 5 says, we're doing some studies this morning. Hallelujah. Verse 5 says, but also... but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith. So it's telling us to, faith is the basis, is the foundation. We all have the faith, that measure of faith is the basis. But this is what the scripture is, we should add to our faith. For us to see that fruitfulness and the manifestation of God, we have to add to our faith. And To add to our faith, we need diligence. He said, giving all diligence, regardless, whatever it takes, add to this faith. This is what you have to add. Add to your faith virtue, excellence, knowledge. How do you get knowledge? By studying, by getting in there. Self-control. Self-control is hard work. Hey, self-control is hard work. It's hard work. I'm not going to extend it to any further places. Those who are married will know. You know, yes, self-control is hard work. Self-control. But he said we should add this, to add to that to your faith. And he said to self-control, we need this year as we press into the blessing of God. He said perseverance. And perseverance, how I'll describe it is, is regardless in the face of adversity, in the face of discouragement, things coming against you, you just force your way through. Force your way through it. Force your way through it. You persevere. You persevere because it's not going to be easy this year. That's why Pastor Paul said we're going to press. You need that perseverance. And this is not, it's not God that's going to give you this perseverance. God said you should add to your faith. You should add it to your faith. So we've got work to do. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. And he said to perseverance, godliness. And to godliness, you know, godliness is how we carry ourselves throughout the year. Just be mindful of how we carry ourselves because we're different. You know, at your workplace, your environment, your name, how you carry yourself. Just, you know, I know Christianity is not about the outward show, but the way you carry yourself speaks to someone. So godliness, he said we should add that to that because there's a place for that. Are you blessed this morning? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. He said to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. That's the main thing. We have to walk in love. Amen. Verse 8. For if these things that we've mentioned, that you've added to your faith, are yours, you have to make it your own. You make them your own. If they are yours and they are bound. So these things that we've mentioned, virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, love, all these things, we can grow in that. Because he said, if these things are yours and they are bound, meaning they can grow. You understand? So wherever you're starting from, you can start from somewhere, all these things, and grow in that as the year goes along. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is what he said. If these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So fruitfulness comes from diligence. Fruitfulness, these things we have to do. And, you know, it comes from the knowledge of God. And knowing these things, knowing the word of God, it requires you to be diligent, be determined.
You know, the nitty-gritty, the little, the small. When you study the word, don't just read the word and just, today I'm reading just chapter 1. I've read it. I'm done. I've done my bit. Be diligent. You know, study the word. Meditate on the word. You know, that's diligence. Diligence is meditating on the word and God speaking to you. You know, you have to be diligent. You have to have a diligence check. Diligence check. And it said, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old ways or his old sins. And verse 10 talks about this. He said, therefore, brethren, be even more. He's telling us to be giving all diligence. Verse 10 is telling us to be even more diligent. It's reminding us there's no easy way out. To be even more diligent, to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. And no one wants to stumble this year. Amen. I mean, it's possible. I know we say as Christians, we say, the righteous man shall fall 7 times and, rise again. But this is saying, if you do that, you can never stumble. I'm not the one saying that. It's the Bible. It's the scripture. That's the word of the living God. Because there's a scripture that talks about he that is able to, keep you from falling. You see? Because there's a scripture that talks about he's able to keep us from falling. So it's possible that we cannot fall. Amen. We have to have that mindset. Hallelujah. We have to have that mindset. It's possible that we cannot fall. Because the Bible says, he that is able to keep us from falling is him that's keeping us not from falling. We can never stumble. Okay, my last point. The first point, absolute faith. What's the first point? Absolute faith in God. The second point is what? Diligence check. And the last point is what? Do the word. Do the word. So that's ADD. You add something to your life this year. Add something to your life. If you want to you are just pressing into the blessing of God. If you want to see the fruitfulness, you want to see the blessing of God, see a change. You need to align yourself with God. You need that diligence. You need that diligence. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, in the book of James chapter 1, verse 22, the book of James chapter 1, verse 22. We look at that. I'm rounding up. Book of James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. We're doing a bit of Bible study this morning. You can't go wrong with the word. Hallelujah. Are we enjoying it? Are we learning something? Yes. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 22. So the last point is you have to do the word. It said, But be doers of the word and not hearers only. I just want to, the reason why I read the word is just to get along with you so that you see what the word says. It's not coming, you pick that up in your spirit. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. Just keep it there for a minute. It said, those who hear the word only, they deceive themselves. Because it's just like Pastor Paul brought the word. He said, it's a year of pressing into the blessing. We're happy you hear the word. Oh, we'll see. I will get the blessing. But if you hear the word and you don't do anything, you're deceiving yourself. You're just happy. Oh, I'm pressing into the blessing. But you're not doing anything about it. You're deceiving. You're not deceiving me. You're not deceiving Pastor Paul. You're deceiving yourself. You understand? That's what the word is clear. The word says so. You're deceiving yourself if you are not a doer of the word. And you just come to the church and hear the word and don't do it and don't walk with it, you are deceiving yourself because you're not going to see what you heard and what you think you have to see. You're deceiving yourself. Next verse, please. It said, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. Next verse, please. For he observes himself. We all stand in front of the mirror. I'm sure this morning we did. All of us. And I'm looking good. I'm looking good this morning, aren't I? Yeah, I'm looking sharp. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yeah, so you observe yourself, and as soon as you turn away from the mirror, you forget immediately This is what the word said. Immediately, it's not you forget what kind of man he was. I mean, next day, yes, please, thank you. Immediately, he forgets what kind of man he was. What kind of man he was, what kind of man is a whole sermon by itself. What kind of man? Because God has called us to be kings, priests, royal priesthood. We are gods. The kind of man is a sermon by itself. So you forget what kind of man you are if you are a hearer of the word and you're not a doer. You just hear the word and turn away. You forget what the word is saying about you. You know the blessings of God when it comes to your finances, when it comes to prosperity, when it comes to your health. You hear the word, but if you are not a doer of the word, you forget what God has called you to be. You forget the kind of man God has called you to be. You understand? Because as soon as you turn away from that, you forget. Next verse, please. This is the bit that I just lie. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty, the word, the perfect law of liberty, and continues in it. You just don't look and leave it. You have to continue in the word. Because a spiritual walk is not a walk that you say that I'm staying at this level. No, it's either you go down, there's no middle ground. You either grow or you just backslide. You understand? You can't say, oh, I'm staying in the house and I know I'll stay at the same level. No. No. There's either God or the devil. Either light or darkness. No middle ground. It's either you grow or you don't grow. You continue in it, you will grow. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we getting blessed this morning? And I said, and it's not forgetful. It's not a forgetful hearer. Some people hear and they forget. You can't always blame the devil. Sometimes you also have to do some work, you know. They forget. But a doer of the word. This one. Which one is that one? The one who does the word. Yeah. This one. We are in the year of pressing into the blessing. Will be blessed. Hallelujah. Do you see that? The one who does the word will be blessed in what he does. It's not the one who hears the word. So this year that we are pressing into the blessing, you have to be a doer of the word. To be blessed, you have to be a doer of the word. To see the word manifested, you have to be a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Are we getting blessed now? We're doing some study this morning, but it's good for us this year as we go through this year. So it's telling us to be a doer of the word. To be a doer of the word. If you want to see the blessings of God manifested in our lives, because the end product of faith is a manifestation, it's a result. That's the end product of faith. There has to be evidence, but there's a process, there's a principle that we have to go by. And the principles are in the Bible, the promises are there, exceeding great promises are in the Bible. Likewise, the principles to make that manifested in our lives are in the Bible. Hallelujah. I'm just running up. I'll close with this. The book of Psalms chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 1 verse 1. I'll close with this. Hallelujah. Is that blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. You have to delight in God's word. And his law he meditates day and night. Diligence in there. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. He brings forth his fruits in the season. Whose leaves also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. I'm just using that as a backup to James chapter 1, what we just read. And whatever he does shall prosper. But it comes when you read the previous verses. It tells you, as in Peter, he said, we've been delivered from our old self, our old nature. We have to be partakers of the divine nature. And being partakers of the divine nature, it tells us certain things we don't have to do. To get, you know, we have to get the word. We have to meditate in the word. Find ourselves in certain places. We have to work, and it requires diligence. So just to recap those points. The first point is we have to have absolute faith in God. The second point is what? We have to have a diligence check in our life this year. And the last point is we have to be a doer of the word. Let's rise to our feet. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands in his presence. Father, we bless you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your word this morning. Father, your word that came forth with power, because your word always comes forth with power. Father, I pray, Lord, the Father, as you've given us these steps, oh Lord, that you give us that grace to have absolute faith in you this year. You give us the grace to be diligent in everything that we do in our walk this year. You give us the grace to be doers of the word. And Father, we thank you, Lord, the Father, we are blessed with all spiritual blessings, oh God. And Father, these blessings will be manifested in our lives. We believe that so shall it be this year, oh God, as we press into the year of blessing. We thank you, oh God, for the grace. Holy Spirit, we ask for you, that you strengthen us. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you give us that promptings. You lead us throughout this year, oh Lord, in these things that we've learned. Let the word dwell in us richly, oh God, even as we walk through this year. We bless you. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.